Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. Once upon a time, there lived a husband and wife. They were monkeys, you see. Barbary macaques, to be exact. They lived in the mountains in a land far, far away. This land, once plentiful, where the sun shined and the animals were happy, was now a land of gloom and dirt. The sun never came out, and the land was no longer fertile. It was a curse. Years before this, a great sorcerer had come to their land. He wanted half of everything they grew every year until he was satisfied. But the animals refused. "You may have a basket or two, but no more." And when the sorcerer did not get what he wanted, he put a spell over the land. No fruit or flowers would grow. There would be no seeds or grains or leaves. The land became barren. And with that, he took the mother seed of all that is plenty, the seed that they used to plant every fruit and flower, universal in its power, given to them by Mother Nature herself, and left. It was said that whoever was brave enough to find the sorcerer and take the seed back would break the spell and return the land to its bountiful state. For years, many warriors set out to find the sorcerer. Only the bravest would try, for it was a treacherous journey. But none ever succeeded. And so it remained this way for many years. The husband and wife were happy enough indeed. Except for one thing. They so longed for a child of their own. But none had come. Until one day, many years later, a baby was born to them. A baby beyond expectation. They named him Tosia, because the name means just that, beyond expectation. He grew into a fine young lad. He was smart, strong, and quite cunning. He pledged to bring the land back to what it had once been. He vowed to find the sorcerer and end the curse once and for all. And so he packed a bag and took his father's sword, strapping it with a belt around his waist. "Mother, father, I shall rescue our land. I shall end this sorcerer's spell, and the land shall be plentiful once more." His parents worried, for they did not want him to go. It was a treacherous journey to the sorcerer's island. But his mother made him a small pack of food, and Tosia was off. Along the way, he stopped at the river, which was mostly dry, and he spotted two of his friends, Oleksii, a chameleon, and Pavlo, a small but mighty hedgehog. "Goodbye, my friends," he said. "I shall see you when I return." "Where do you go, Tosia?" they asked. "To defeat the sorcerer and save our land." His friends could not believe it.
"And leave us behind?" asked Pavlo.
"Well, I did not think but to go about it on my own, for I could never put my friends in harm's way."
"We'll make that decision for ourselves, thank you very much," said Oleksii. "And it just so happens, we're coming with you."
"I should be honoured to have you with me, friends," said Tosia.
"Good, then it's settled," said Pavlo. "Let us go."
And on they went, all the way to the sea. When they arrived, Tosia said, "We must build a boat to sail across the sea to the sorcerer's island." And so they set out gathering materials. They worked for days. When they had finished, they pushed the boat into the water, and away they went. They sailed the high seas for days and hit not one storm. Quite a lucky voyage. Soon the island of the sorcerer came into view, and they prepared. "We must take the mother seed or else the curse will not be broken."
"And what of the sorcerer?" Pavlo asked.
"I shall defeat him."
They landed on the beach, and high above them they could see the sorcerer's castle.
"Alexei, please be our lookout," cried Tossier.
"Aye, aye, Captain."
Alexei hopped off the boat and ran up the mountain and into a tall tree, where he camouflaged himself and kept watch. Tossier and Pavlo made ready, but waited until Alexei gave the signal. Soon, the tree branch shook three times. The coast was clear. Tossier and Pavlo leapt from the boat. They ran to the door of the castle. Tossier cracked it open, and Pavlo rolled inside. The mighty little hedgehog rolled around and around until he had had a good look at everything. There was no one in sight. He scratched the wall three times, and Tossier entered. They searched every room but had no luck. Alexei caught up with them. He climbed onto the walls and up he went. The three of them climbed the bell tower at the very top of the castle. And there it was. In a cage, floating in the air, bewitched. The mother seed.
"Quick!" cried Pavlo.
But before Tossier could reach it, a crow flew into the window. It cried,
"Get away from there!"
And as it landed, it turned into the sorcerer. Alexei camouflaged straight away. He was now completely blended into the wall. Pavlo rolled under the cage of the mother seed and out of sight. The sorcerer had not seen them, and so he thought it only Tossier in the castle with him. Little did he know how big of a mistake it was for him to underestimate Mother Nature and all her wonders.
"Many have come before you, all have failed, just as you shall do, Tossier."
"If you know my name, then you know I have the courage of 10,000. I shall break your spell and take the seed."
The sorcerer cracked his staff down onto the ground. Lightning struck, and a flame encircled the mother seed's cage. It was then that it occurred to Tossier the sorcerer had not seen his friends. Alexei was still on the wall, and Pavlo remained hidden under the cage.
"If you wish to defeat me, sorcerer, you will have to catch me first."
Tossier drew his sword and ran all the way back down the stairs, and just as he had planned, the sorcerer followed. He stopped at the bottom and hid himself behind the wall. When the sorcerer came down the steps, Tossier rounded the corner and swung his sword. The sorcerer was surprised. Tossier's sword cut straight through the sorcerer's staff, breaking it in half. And the sorcerer let out a horrible shriek. And as the staff fell to the ground, he was turned into a crow and flew away. And the fire around the seed was extinguished, and the castle began to disintegrate. The sorcerer's power had been broken, and all he created with it. Tossier ran back up to the tower where Pavlo and Alexei had already removed the seed. "Quickly!" He placed the seed in his satchel, then grabbed his friends and threw them onto his back.
"Hold on!"
Tossier ran as fast as he could as the stones fell all around them. And just as the castle caved in, he burst out the door and did not stop until they had reached their boat. Pavlo and Alexei jumped off Tossier's back, and they set sail. Once they were a good ways away from the island, they celebrated their victory. They caught the wind and sailed home as fast as they could. And when they reached home, Tossier's parents had gathered all of the animals, and he told them, "It is done!" They all rejoiced. "The sorcerer is defeated, and we have rescued the mother seed." They buried the seed just where she had been before, in the fields at the top of the hill where she could oversee all the land. And soon enough, their home was bountiful again. Fruits and vegetables began to grow. Nuts fell from the trees. The rivers flowed with the clearest water. The leaves were the most brilliant green. Wheat was abundant in the fields. And the sun came out from behind the clouds, shining brighter than ever before. The animals lived a full life once again. And so it was that he became known as Tossier the Warrior, but more often, Tossier the Mighty, for he had saved the land from the sorcerer. He lived there all his life with his friends by his side. And they were happy. The end. And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.